This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Okay, so I'm on the phone with Jacqueline Hunter. And Jacqueline, I saw you guys on our 935 Wichita on Power's Instagram page, and I was looking at your awesome pictures you guys have been posting. I'm like, what is this? And then I think you messaged us a while back, and so I'm happy to finally touch base with you and learn about this really cool project you have going on here in the community. So just to kind of back up, can you introduce yourself to everyone and tell us all about the Color the World project?
Sure, yes. So, once again, my name is Jacqueline, and I actually started this project with, I have two little ones, and whenever their birthdays came around, we would do random acts of kindness for however old they were turning. So, if they're turning five, we did five acts, six, and so on. Very and then cool. My daughter, who I run it with, she's like, why do we do it on our birthdays? Why can't we do it all the time? So now we do it all as much as possible.
Now see how cool that is. You instilled that in her. And she's like, you know what, Mom? Why even just wait? Let's do it every day. So
yeah.
So now is this just here in Wichita?
It is. We also we make a craft every single month, and we send it out to St. Jude. We send it out to the Mayo Clinic in Nebraska. And we send them all over.
Now, did you say crafts?
Yeah.
Oh, crafts. So, got it.
No, you're good.
Okay, so let's see. I'm going to find you on Instagram. Can you tell everyone how they can all find Color the World Project on Instagram? Is it just Color the World? I'm looking right now.
It's at Color the World Project Kansas, so KS.
At Color the World KS.
And it's also on Facebook at Color the World Project.
Oh, very awesome. And I do see hashtag Color the World Project Kansas. So small acts of kindness, adding color to the world. That is so inspiring.
Yes.
Now, where do you see yourself, I don't know, 2 or 3 years from now? What's your vision for Color the World Project? What's your vision?
Right. Our main goal is to actually send something to every single place in the United States.
That's awesome.
So even like a card and anything. So every little children's hospital, you know, in the United States, they'll get a patient will receive something.
I love it. And I'm looking, I see here you've teamed up with ICT Learn. What exactly is that all about?
So ICT Learn is, they do a lot of the STEM and activities. They mainly focus on 2 to 5 year olds, but they go in and they do, it's kind of a classroom center based, and they go in and they either do like a STEM activity, they're doing some cooking, but they teamed up with us once a month to do what we're doing. And so they'll send out stuff as well.
That is great. Color the World Project Kansas. Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm on the phone with Jacqueline. How long have you and your kids been doing this, Color the World Project?
We actually started 3 years ago.
Cool.
Just started like sending cards to veterans. That's it.
Oh, that is so sweet. I love it. So you guys send crafts. You've done children's hospitals. You send cards to veterans. Who else have you sent stuff to just off the top of your head?
Every single month we go downtown and hand out socks to the homeless. We do that a lot.
That is amazing. I think it's so cool that you're instilling this in your kids, because it's full circle. Like, they're going to continue to do stuff like this.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's not only like kids touching kids, but it's just human touching humans.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Very awesome. Teamed up with ICT Learn. Is there anyone else you've teamed up with in the past, or anyone you want to really team up with to continue to grow and expand?
Yes. Paxton Blessing Box, that is a really good one. We help them out a lot, and they help us out a lot. So they're a really good one to watch out for, and they do a lot of the boxes all over the city. And then everybody else, whoever wants to inspire, even just people going home and doing a craft with their kids and sending them out to not even probably hospitals, but even to someone. So can't really take away sitting down and doing something with your kids.
I love it. It's priceless. Random acts of kindness. It's awesome. And it really is contagious. People see something and they're like, oh, you know what? I want to do a little something. And these little small gestures can just totally change and make someone's
day. Absolutely.
Again, on the phone with Jacqueline, Color the World Project. You can find them on social media. They're on Instagram. You can find them on Facebook, Color the World Project. They've partnered with ICT Learn. They've done things with Paxton's Box. And it's just Jacqueline and her two kids right now trying to make a difference. And they do this by simple crafts. They were making cards for veterans, and now they send crafts to children's hospitals. Every month, they help hand out socks to the homeless. Jacqueline did a Valentine's Day project for kids in hospitals. Just random acts of kindness, and it's so awesome. They're just trying to continue to grow this really cool movement here in the community, and I absolutely love it. And one thing I wanted to ask you was about the whole Valentine's Day project.
And February, so you've seen all those Band-Aids?
Mm-hmm. I did. They're like little Band-Aid people. They're so cute. I think one was on a skateboard.
Mm-hmm. So our goal is to send out 2,000 Valentines.
Oh, wow.
So we have like 7 schools involved in it right now. So they keep on like sending me stuff. But yeah.
Okay. So who did you team up with for the Valentine's Day project?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we have a bunch of Goddard schools. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a gazillion there, so I can't really list them all for you.
Sure.
A lot of the Renwick schools,
mm-hmm.
so we have like Colwich and Garden Plain and Cheney and all that. We have Andover, Derby, and then there's 3 more.
Too many to remember. Your goal was 2,000 Valentines. You partnered with 7 schools. How did it turn out?
We are over 2,000 right now. So we're around like 2015. I know. Yes. And, oh, my gosh, I'm blown away. You guys will have to check out the pictures. It's so,
so amazing. Cute. Okay, if you want to check them out, you can search Color the World Project KS on Instagram. You surpassed your goal. That's so exciting, Jacqueline. And I'm sure next year is going to be even bigger. What do you foresee for 2019 for Color the World?
You know, I'm so excited. We got a bunch of stuff planned. We're still trying to stay with the theme like every month. And we're doing, you know, like a craft every single month and handing out socks, everything.
Yeah.
But, I think we got some big plans in March,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know exactly how we're going to pull it off, but you'll have to stay tuned.
Yes, you know what? Let's touch base here in a few weeks. Tell us what's going on in March, and then if you guys, like I said, I mentioned earlier, if you have anything else coming up throughout the year, I would love to hear about it. I'm sure our listeners would be excited to just stay in contact. And again, you can stay up to date on what they're doing, Color the World Project KS. Find them on Instagram. Jacqueline does a wonderful job keeping everybody updated on everything they have going on here in the community. So, Jacqueline, I just want to thank you again for your time.
Oh, yes.
And
no, you're great.
And not only talking to me, but all the good deeds that you're doing here in the community and instilling all that greatness into your son and daughter, too. It's very awesome.
Yes. You know, just trying to change the world. So hopefully one kid at a time, right?
I know. Again, if you're just tuning into Empower Wichita, I'm on the phone with Jacqueline. I found Jacqueline on Instagram. She had this awesome thing going on called Color the World. I was like, what is this? And Jacqueline and her kids came up with this awesome idea to participate in good deeds, random acts of kindness. They've been sending crafts to children's hospitals. They've teamed up with ICT Learn. They go out of their way to help veterans, children who are ill. Every month, they're sending these socks to the homeless, little things to make someone's day better. Who's in a time of need? And even Valentine's Day, they had teamed up with the schools. And I know with these certain schools, the kids helped make these Valentines in the classrooms, which is awesome.
And then they're going to send them all to me, and then we're going to send them out to the hospital.
Oh, that is amazing. So which hospitals? Just in the area?
Uh-huh, yep.
Where did the Band-Aid idea come from?
You know, I was just looking at Pinterest,
mm-hmm.
and it was hard to find, you know, because Valentine's is kind of like a girly holiday, you know?
Sure.
So I was trying to find, like, kind of a gender-neutral Valentine,
mm-hmm.
and a Band-Aid one just popped up, and I was like, oh, that guy's really cute. He's, like, dressed as, like, a stick man, you know? And I was like, oh, that would work for both, and I think every kid would be able to enjoy it.
So cute.
And they can make it into anything they want. But, yeah, there's some pretty creative kids out there. But, yeah.
What inspired you to start doing this? Was your mom, your grandmother, your family, were they really, I know sometimes we're inspired by, you know, the adults in our lives when we're children.
Well, it happened to be my son actually swallowed a coin.
Oh, wow.
I know. So we ended up having to get it surgically removed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But when we were in the hospital, we actually got a pair of socks that were donated from another organization, which is Wyatt the Warrior, and he's out in Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a good idea, because that was really, really touching, and I didn't expect something or anything to be at a hospital, you know. And I was like, oh, you know what, we can do something. We can actually go further with this.
I really do. I think this is such a great idea, and it's also fun. You're putting joy in people's lives, and you're just making a difference, and it's priceless. So I want to thank you and your family, and also anyone listening now, if you want to do a random act of kindness. I mean, Jacqueline, like I said, they make crafts. They send socks. They take socks out to the homeless every month. They're sending these Valentines. Their goal is 2,000. They've got 200 done. They're teaming up with schools. They want to send Valentines to the area hospitals. I mean, it's just these little things that really make a difference. So I just want to thank you again, Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and for taking the time to talk to me for Empower Wichita.
You're absolutely fine.
So anything you have coming up in the future, feel free to shoot me a message, either email, Instagram, you name it. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys do. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the Valentines turn out, because I'm confident you guys will reach your 2,000 goal.
I know. I hope so.
Well, you have an awesome rest of your Sunday.
Thank you.
And I know you took a break from work, so I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
Okay. Have an awesome
Everybody
day.
Can take a break, right?
Oh, my God, yes. And I always remind everyone, the Monday after these air, so tomorrow this will be on our website, power935.com. You can download it, share it, whatever. Is there anything I missed, Jacqueline, or that you want to add before we wrap up?
No, you did great. And just share kindness. I mean, we can make Wichita so much more kinder if we just keep on growing.
Very cool. And I do see hashtag Color the World Project trending, too. So that's awesome, Jacqueline. See,
nice.
It's getting out there. Let's get this trending. Color the World Project Kansas. Hashtag do something nice for someone today. And, I mean, just like Jacqueline did, she's instilled this gift of kindness into her children now. Okay. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. We'll have more for Empower Wichita. Keep it right here on Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.